Welcome everybody into the Benchwarmers Redemption. My name is Sebastian Merrick, and with me, like always,
Jimmy Stephen
and Weston Graham.
How are you guys doing?
Swell.
Swell?
Well.
And no Ryan Record today, as you notice. He will be in California for the foreseeable future, 2.5 weeks. San Diego right now, San Francisco in the future. We wish you the best trip, and we're kind of jealous of you, Ryan Record, but that's besides the point. Let's get into baseball. And I think it's great what's happening with baseball right now. Every team in the National League can, and I'm not saying every team, like realistically they're a contender, but you can make an argument for 14 out of the 15 teams that they're contenders, or that they can make a run for the playoffs. And I think that's so great for the sport that I just feel like this is what baseball needs.
I think this is what they wanted when they added in the second wild card. There was so many years where there was one wild card, where one wild card team would be 10 games ahead going into the trade deadline, kind of like how the Yankees were last year, and everybody else would just give up behind them. So it's really refreshing. Even if a lot of teams are just going to stand pat and not do anything, it's always more interesting to have your team in the race than to not have your team in the race. Even if you kind of want your team to tank that year. Like, you know, we were talking about the Giants earlier. You know what? Giants fans still want their team to win at the end of the day. Whether they should sell or not for the future is a question, but as a fan, it's still fun to be in it because that's what makes an 162-game season exciting.
Well, I think there's still a good chunk, and with all these teams in it, I hope nobody's selling at the deadline that is in the race.
Wouldn't that be fascinating too? Like, for the sellers, like in the American League and the Marlins, and right, the National League, the return they like. Let's go to Toronto for example. We did this thing last week where we previewed every team at the trade deadline. Let's say Toronto trades Marcus Stroman and Ken Giles. The return they can get on those two guys would be incredible just by the sole fact of what Weston said. Well, if everyone thinks they're buying.
And Miami is not a team that necessarily has a lot of guys who people are looking to trade for. So you could be looking at almost a solely American League dweller deadline at that point. Which is why it's a difficult decision for a team like, you know, maybe the Reds or the Giants, who are still in it, but, you know, maybe for the long-term future, it's still beneficial because, you know, what are the chances? And a lot of times the wild card game brings up the question of how much are you willing to risk it for a one-game playoff scenario where anything can happen, you know?
And I hate that system. Yeah. I hate the – like, I think the idea of having a second wild card is great. I hate how it's a winner.
But I will say the one thing that I understand about it is they don't want to have
game series.
Yeah,
they don't want to have a 3-game series and then have all the other teams off for what would amount to, you know, an extra couple of days.
Yeah,
because I think there is a rust factor in baseball. Like, I mean, I think the fact the season ends on a Sunday and the first real playoff game isn't played till Thursday is already like, okay, three days.
Wild card's not a real playoff game.
You know what I think they should do for the wild card? They should have it at a neutral site and announce it at the beginning of every season, like how they do the All-Star game. You know, let them know, like, the American League wild card will be hosted at this site and the National League wild card will be hosted at this site.
Now, let me ask you this. What if there are two completely random teams? Let's say, for example, this is a complete hypothetical. They award, in your scenario, they award the American League wild card game to Minnesota. And the teams that are in the American League wild card are the Tampa Bay Rays and the Oakland Athletics.
Right. Well, what I'm saying is for the three-game series. Because flying back and forth for three games.
Yeah, but how are you going to sell tickets?
You can sell tickets to anything.
You're not going to sell out the stadium.
I get what Sebastian's saying, especially if it were – because the other thing it would be, you could come down to the last game of the season, which means that ticket buyers wouldn't be, you know, buying it weeks in advance.
And here and here's the thing.
And we could call it Wild Card Weekend. It could be a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday of baseball. All in just a baseball
city. I think
it'd
be great for us fans, but for people who are not as informed about baseball as we are, let's say, I don't think that would work for those people.
I know it's not perfect. I honestly don't mind the wild card game because I do think it does make the importance of winning your division.
Yes.
You know, something that is important. And you do earn the fact that you don't have to play. Now, I do think with a three-game series, like I said, in baseball, rust is a real thing. And if you're off for at that point almost a week because they already take breaks between those games anyways, I don't know if I would love that per se. But the one thing about the wild card is that each year since it's been implemented, one of the teams that won the wild card spot ended up winning a playoff series that year. And I think that's what baseball wants from it. Is that because that still gives you an incentive enough to do it. Now, you know, again, your percentages aren't that great, but if your team, like, you know, the Nationals, if I'm the Rays right now and I have the team that I have, yeah, I know I'm not the Yankees, but at the end of the day, I still think that's a really, really good team. And I think the Rays should look at it as if we get in the playoffs, we have the kind of team that can go all the way.
I bet you the Rays don't sell out a playoff game. If they have a home playoff, if they host
no,
the
they
play.
Will.
I mean, I will say this: they've downgraded.
Will it be full of away fans though?
It'll probably be like 75-25.
I mean,
but they have
they only have 25,000 seats now. Now I've been in that ballpark before.
I have too.
It's the most depressing thing I've ever seen in my entire life. Even the Marlins ballpark, which feels like you're in a spaceship, is better.
Well, it better be better. That thing was like $2 billion.
I mean, it's
well, they only sell about 5,000 tickets per game.
I will say the one thing about the Rays is that it feels like no matter where you are, you have a good seat because you're pretty close. Because it's not a big.
Not
ballpark.
If you're in. I've been down the third base. If you're down the third base line, you can't see the scoreboard. You can't see the scoreboard because they put the numbers at the bottom part of the scoreboard. And they have this ledge that blocks off those numbers.
Yeah, when I was there, I sat on the first base side.
Yeah, if you're on the third base side or you're in left field.
But anyways, the point being is that I think some teams, it depends how teams view it. Some teams view the wild card game as a detractor of a reason not to buy. And some teams view it as, hey, like all you have to do is get into the dance and then you're about even. So
personally, I would view it as a detractor because I don't think, let's say you win the game, right? You're already way behind the eight ball starting the playoffs versus the number one seed. You're likely going to use your ace, obviously.
No, I could see the Nationals right now. They'd march out Fetty or Sanchez and be like, well, this way we have Scherzer, Strasburg, and we have Corbin for our first three games of the next series.
Yeah, there hasn't been a team that's done. I mean, the only example of a team that's done something close to that is what the Pirates did.
Guys, I have to kind of give a little background on that, why it's so funny. Because for game four against the Dodgers in L.A., we marched Ross out there. When we had Scherzer available, and we said, well, you know Scherzer will be for the Game 5 at home, and we'll definitely win that. That's where the joke came in.
Well, I mean, that's also pitching on short rest, too. But, I mean, I actually kind of agree with Weston, but, I mean, I...
Yeah, because Kershaw went out there, and he pitched Game 4, and then came back Game 5 and closed it out against us.
I went to that game. That was depressing.
But as most Nationals playoff series are.
Most?
All.
Yeah.
All right.
Every single last
one of them.
I will say this.
You know we
I'm
haven't won every... one, right? You know we've never won a playoff series.
Is that really true?
That's
the
a
Nationals
fact.
The Nationals have never. Yeah.
I don't even know if the Expos ever won
a playoff series. The Expos won two playoff series.
They went to the playoffs one time in 42 years as the Expos.
Man.
Yeah. Now, also for a lot of that time, there were two teams in the playoffs in both leagues, but. Yeah, I mean it's one of those things where it is interesting. Like if you take the Nationals for example, obviously they need bullpen help.
And let's talk about the national
state. But one thing that's interesting, so we were talking about the Giants earlier. The Giants have three clear bullpen pieces that they could sell if they wanted to.
Will Smith, Sam Dyson,
and Tony Watson.
And Tony Watson,
yeah. If you take the Giants off the board of those three bullpen guys, if they say they want to keep in it,
there's not that many attractive pieces out there. And then you're also, and the two of those guys they have are expiring, so you'd think the price would be lower. Now you're talking about guys like Shane Green, Brad Hand.
Who's the guy for Detroit?
Extra.
Shane Green.
Yeah. Who have, you know, Shane Green has an extra year of control. Brad Hand has two. Like, now you're talking about a pretty steep price, and the problem with the Nationals right now is they don't have a lot of middle-tier prospects. Mm-hmm. They have Carter Kieboom, they have Garcia, and then they just have a giant drop-off from there. And so what kind of machination do they have to make for a trade to could get one of these teams? Like, could they do something like they did? Now, it didn't work out well for them, but they did a challenge trade in 16 where they got Mark Melancon and traded at that point Felipe Rivero, who wasn't good for them, but the Pirates were like,
now Felipe Vasquez.
Yeah, you know, yeah, I'm sorry.
Did you
like, could they do something with that with Wando Suero? Would someone look at Wando Suero and say, hey?
Oh, no.
But that's what they're going to have to do because they're not going to be giving up. They're at least not going to be giving up Kieboom.
Did either of you two watch Sunday Night Baseball?
I did. Braves and the Nats, yes,
did you hear
I did.
When Alex Rodriguez was talking about how Rizzo, he makes deals with opposing GMs, and it's kind of like he makes a good deal for them so that in the future they'll make a good deal in return? The biggest piece I could see them adding, and they've been talking about it, and they've been trying to work this trade out, is Jose Abreu. He only is in control until the end of the season, and because of the two starters, especially Giolito and the White Sox not being anywhere near contention, I could see that being the deal that they make, even though we honestly need a starter and two relievers. But I guess Fetty's been pitching okay. Sanchez has been pitching good for a majority of the season. But
I think if they got a starter, they'd get like a Andrew Cashner or Homer Bailey type. Like just a fifth guy. Because none of those guys would even be in the playoff rotation.
They might not even be on the roster.
Right, yeah, it'd be like a long reliever just in case something goes down.
But I think what they're going to look at as reliever is probably not the top guys. I know they had a guy at the Tigers game last night for Shane Green. But it would be surprising if they were in that mix, because I think there's going to be a team that's going to step up and pay a good price for him, especially because he has another year of control.
Now, I feel like Rizzo's going big at this deadline.
Now, I've already heard the Nationals would be all over Sam Dyson if he was available.
Yes. Doesn't he have a
1.08 ERA right now over like 35
something
games?
Something like that, yeah.
He's crushing it.
Here's the interesting thing.
Which is crazy because he was struggling mightily in Texas before they released them, and then the Giants had them.
Well, I'm telling you, man, the Giants, people are talking about the Giants might not go in to win. Man, I don't believe they sell at all. I think they're a buyer, and the reason why I say that is because in the offseason, they were one of the three teams in play for Bryce. They're ready to spend. This team's been out of it for, 3 years now, since 2016? Well,
they have one of the higher payrolls in baseball. Mm-hmm. They're right under the luxury tax, I believe.
Yeah.
Well, that's the other thing with the Nationals is they're $6 million under the luxury tax, and
Abreu,
they basically
if they add Abreu, they'd be over, unless I don't know what his full I don't know what his salary would be.
Not if they send Zim the other way.
Oh, I'm sure they would.
You'd have to give up more prospects.
See, my thing with the whole Zimmerman thing is they know that they're off the books next year for $2 million.
Yeah. For Zimmerman.
Yeah.
Okay.
If they were, and they can sell on that he'd be a DH, a valuable DH to that team. You never know. Maybe the White Sox would want to keep him around for another season.
I think the Sox would be adding on more salary at that point because Abreu is only making like.
Well, 12. They're not going to do that because they already did that with Yonder Alonso. Look how that worked out.
I think at the end of the day, though, although my favorite thing in sports is the whole we're not going to. The luxury tax in baseball is not a big penalty whatsoever.
Oh, no, it's not.
It's like compared to the NBA. And then you get to hang a banner. I've told you, like, it says we didn't pay the luxury tax, and it hangs right next to the division banners that they have. But, I mean, they basically aren't going to go over that, and so that also limits it, too. So, I mean, they're going to do something. They've done something every single deadline. I think it's more going to be akin to when they traded for Brandon Kinsler in 17, or maybe an expiring in Mark Melancon. I don't think they're going to go for the big fish.
You know what we really need the most? And the whole entire team is a catcher. What happened to that guy? I thought he was supposed to be like halfway decent.
Yan Gomes?
He is so bad.
Well, Yan Gomes was an all-star last year. He's always
well, he
been
forgot
up and down
what
with
that
offense.
Means.
He was really good for us last year.
He must be going through marital issues. There must be something. His kid must have got real sick. Somebody must have hit his dog. I don't know what happened.
Jeez. I know Kurt's is
but something is killing him. And Kurt can't play every night.
No,
if he could, that'd be great.
But no, I will say this. 34? I don't tend to worry about catcher as much. Like, the Dodgers are playing Russell Martin at catcher as their starter, and they're by far the best team in baseball. I mean,
yeah, they got a better second
base. The Nationals
though.
Have actually they been spoiled
a better
by having
bullpen.
Like, not the last 2 years, but early on vision. They had pretty good catcher play out of Wilson Ramos offensively, which most teams don't get at all. I mean, most teams. I mean, the Indians went to the World Series with Roberto Perez.
A horrible. Well, Roberto Perez this year has been incredible.
Yeah. Oh, I know, but you know what I'm saying. Yes. Like, I mean, like, I got it's you. Just, you know,
he hit one,
Sandy Leon was hitting 140 for the Red Sox last year and was playing every single day because of his defense. I mean, I think center field and catcher, a lot of times teams are like, all right, if we can get anything out of offense, we're good.
And can we talk about one of the worst defensive center or left fielders I've ever seen in my life in Juan Soto?
He's not that good.
He is trash in left
field. If
he was
any good at left field, his WAR would be like a 5 this year.
No doubt.
Like, and it's like a 2.4.
I've never seen a left fielder that bad. Barry on the juice was better in left field than Juan Soto is.
I mean, the
Jake Bowers is pretty bad in left field too.
Well, I mean, he's a first baseman. That's like saying Trey Mancini, you know, is bad in right field.
That's what the Indians do.
Well, there's that's a guy I'd love for the Nationals to go and get.
Trey Mancini.
Man, I'll tell you what,
will never happen.
He got absolutely robbed of that All-Star game, and coming out of and once they announced that he wasn't going to be an All-Star, all the way until like 4 games out of the All-Star game, he was not hitting that. He didn't get one hit. His average dropped from 307 to 284. It was like you could tell he was just discouraged that some guy that's played 17 games and is an average pitcher at best made the All-Star team.
Well, he has had a great year.
Over the only guy that has carried the offense for the Orioles. Trey Mancini was deserving of that.
I feel like, so if you want to compare, in terms of the Orioles' bid, yes. If we didn't have the stupid rule that every team had to be represented, they wouldn't have a single All-Star.
Right, but if they're going to be represented, they should have their best player there.
Who represented them?
John Means.
All right.
John Means.
At the time of the selection, he had 14 appearances all season.
He has a low ERA.
At that time, it was like a 3.27.
But talk about a dumb rule. But
yes, very dumb rule.
So let me ask you, Sebastian. What do you want the Indians to do at the deadline? Truthfully.
What do I want the Indians to do at the deadline?
He wants them to sell them all.
You could trade Trevor
for the
Bauer
future.
For
ideally. So I already know they're going to trade Trevor Bauer. That's a foregone conclusion. Whether it's this year or in the offseason, he's gone.
What do you think about the fact that they supposedly want a return that would help them right now for Trevor Bauer?
Well, here's the thing. That's what I was going to get to. They would, in return, any Trevor Bauer deal, they'd have to get a very good, young, controllable outfielder back. Because they have 3 good outfielders right now. That's it. They have Tyler Naquin, who's been the best defensive right fielder in the game of baseball. You have Oscar Mercado, who's a very solid rookie. And then you have Greg Allen, who's hit over 400 and ever since he's been called back up in June. So those guys are 3 guys. Jordan Luplo, no. Just no. I'm sick of Jordan Luplo. Jake Bowers. That's the outfield's so bad right now, they're playing Jake Bowers in left field. I wouldn't even say that, but they just need another outfielder. Just because 3 outfielders are not, you're not going to win with just 3 outfielders. And ideally, I know this will never happen, but what if we could get Verdugo?
That's not happening.
I mean, we need a good young, controllable outfielder.
I was thinking
the
Astros is a good trade partner for them, for Bauer.
I would say Derek Fisher.
What about Clint Frazier?
No, because he can't play defense.
Yeah.
I mean, he's all right defensively.
No, he's not.
He's better than Juan Soto.
Yeah,
so
nah. Well,
I don't know. They're both not good. I mean, I just think the Indians are in an interesting scenario because I think if it was any other team, if this was the Nationals, and they were like, oh, we're going to try and trade Strasburg, or I don't know, is Trevor Bauer their Scherzer? I think Shane Bieber's.
Now, let me ask you guys this. You want another starter on the net? I know this will never happen in a million years.
Yeah,
I
mean, we'll give you Eaton, Zimmerman,
No.
back, and Brandon or Brian Dozier.
New.
You can have those four.
New.
And we'll give
new.
You Key Boom in the system.
Well, then at that point,
what about Robles or Soto?
Yeah, no.
You can take that trade. You can shine it up real nice, and you can shove it in your pocket, right in your pocket.
I think. It'll be interesting. Like, if there's not a lot of teams that are selling, are teams going to try to fill needs then that aren't actually huge needs? Like, let's say there's no relievers available at the deadline, or they're at a ridiculously high price. Would a team like the Nationals say, you know what, let's just go get a starter because we got to add something? Like, I think that's going to be the interesting thing, is everybody needs bullpen help, really, except for the Yankees for the most part. And even the Yankees are looking for relievers. So the price is going to be really, really high. And we've seen over the years, outside of really mostly like the Aroldis Chapman and Andrew Miller trades, teams have been really reluctant to give up high prospects for relievers.
Right.
Which I agree with mostly. But will a team be like, you know what, screw it, let's go all in?
Sebastian,
that'd be very interesting.
I want to get away from trade talk for 1 second because we haven't had a chance to discuss this. How do you feel about the Cleveland Indians selling out Chief Wahoo for an all-star game? Are you okay with that?
I'm fine with it. I don't really.
Chief Wahoo is pretty disrespectful.
I still have my Chief Wahoo jacket and that I sometimes like to wear. I remember part of the reason I was obviously being from Cleveland was cool, but as a little kid, and obviously I was nowhere near informed back then, but I always liked the Chief Wahoo for some reason. Like it looked
one of the cooler logos in sports.
It just looked cool.
Yeah.
So I mean,
I agree.
I can
with you
see
guys.
Both sides. And I think it's whatever.
I remember
really
watching Major League as a little kid and like, oh yeah, you know, the Indians are cool and stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, the thing about the Indians is that, you know, people talk about, you know, he's a Redskins fan. People talk about that a lot, but the Indians is just like, that's not like, can we stop calling them Indians? Like that was a very misinformed opinion by people who thought they were in India when they came to America. Like, no, they're Native Americans. Like, we're not even calling them the right. It'd be like someone calling us Germans or something like that.
History on the Benchwarmers Redemption.
Yeah.
Would you rather them be the Cleveland Natives?
I don't know. I mean, I just feel like that's just one of those things where it's like it's not even like correct. But I mean,
let's get back to the topic, shall we?
Yes. who do you think is the biggest person moved at the trade deadline?
That's what I will get to right now. We will get into that because I'm gonna fire off a bunch of trade candidates, quick rapid fire. You tell me if they're gonna be traded or not. All right.
Okay.
Will Smith.
Yes.
No.
I say no. Where do you think, any thoughts on where he goes real quick or no?
Dodgers.
Dodgers? Wow. Bumgarner.
No.
No.
I agree, no. Stroman. Marcus Stroman of Toronto. This is an easy one for me.
Yes. Yankees.
Yankees. I say Twins. I'm starting to come
up. Second choice.
I'm starting to think the Twins might make that move.
Yeah, the Twins need somebody. They're kind of like getting stagnant.
Justin Smoke.
Athletics.
No.
I say yes, because he'll just be a pinch hit that. He would be a perfect guy for Oakland.
He's been hurt almost all this year, so.
Kirby Yates.
Yes.
No.
I'm going to. Ooh, this one's tough.
He's going to get traded.
I think. Where do you think Kirby Yates would go? I'm going to say.
He's going to go to the Red Sox.
I'm going
to
say yes, and I think he goes. You think Boston? I think Kirby Yates will.
3 years of control.
I think Kirby Yates might be a Twin, too.
That's a good one.
I think he might be a Twin as well. Tony Watson.
Yes.
No.
No.
Nationals.
Nationals. Jake Diekman. We can all agree, I think.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll give him on the Nationals too.
I think he's a nat. I think Jake. I know Diekman's they had somebody over nat. There.
So.
They scouted Jake Diekman in Cleveland actually this weekend. Yeah. So.
And another rental.
Nicholas Castellanos of the Tigers.
Cubs. Yes.
Yes.
Where at?
I'll go with the Phillies, man.
Phillies? I like that thing.
That's a good one.
I say yes, but in my opinion, there's no way he's going in the National League because his defense, he's the worst. Talk about Juan Soto. There is no worse defensive outfielder in baseball than Nicholas Castellanos.
I think a team would look at it, like for the Phillies, for example, and how bad of production they've gotten out of center field since Abdubel Herrera and McCutchen are not playing anymore for separate reasons. And maybe they just do what the Nationals did last year and move Bryce Harper to center.
I think Castellanos goes to Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay, that's a good one.
Matthew Boyd of the Tigers.
No.
No.
I agree, no. Whit Merrifield.
No.
No.
They've already said they're not going
to agree. Try. Sam Dyson.
Yes.
No.
I'm going to say no.
I'm holding strong on the Giants.
I am too.
I think if anything, the Giants are adding somebody at the deadline and nobody and like people just don't want
to
believe it.
Braves for Sam Dyson, according to Jimmy Steepman. Shane Green.
Yes.
Yes.
I would agree.
I got him Nationals. That's the guy.
Shane Green's the guy.
I'd be happy with that.
I got Shane Green going to
Dodgers.
Ooh, Dodgers. They're just loading up. So you got Will Smith and Shane Green. They're going all out.
Yeah.
I think Shane Green, I've been thinking about this. I think he's going to go to Atlanta Braves.
That's him.
I think he's going to be a Brave.
They're going to do something.
And he'll close games for them down in Atlanta. Tanner Roark.
No.
Man, I'd love to see him come home. He never should have left.
He's going to make some decent money this year in free agency.
I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, I mean, I could see him getting.
I think he's
because
going
he's
home.
Going to be a free agent.
I think he is going home.
He's going to the Nats.
I think he's going to go to the Nats for a cheap. It's not going to cost much.
Nah,
I'd love to see it.
I think he'll be with the Nats. Jordan Lyles of Pittsburgh.
Sure.
No.
Sure.
I mean,
it's the Pirates. They seem to sell almost every year.
I think Pittsburgh's building to something.
They've struggled though.
No, yeah, I don't think it's this year, but I think they're building to something.
Well, I'm going to say yes cuz Jordan's an unrestricted free agent. I think Jordan Lyles who needs a fifth starter?
He's a former
Oakland. Why not? Just send him to Oakland. They need.
Fun fact about Jordan Lyles. In MLB The Show 13, he had like an A-plus potential. So played like 4 years, he would be like one of the best pitchers in baseball.
Man, that hurts me. That hurts. That hurts my soul right now. Pablo Sandoval of the Giants.
No way.
No. Alex Colome of the White Sox.
Yeah, he gets traded.
I'm going to say no.
He gets traded.
How many years is he under control?
He has one more year.
He's one more year.
One more year after this year.
I'll say yeah.
Astros.
I don't think that the White Sox are doing anything anytime soon. They have a good pitcher, and that's it. Past this season.
So who do you think Colome goes to? Jimmy says Astros.
I'm trying to think of teams that really need like a pitcher, man.
I'm going to say Boston for this one.
I think Philly is making a run at someone eventually. I don't know who it'll be. Philly needs to add some stuff, and they're the type of organization that will add some stuff.
Yeah. Philly would be a good fit, too. Michael Givens, Baltimore.
Yeah.
No.
I'm going to say yeah. He's got
to
go.
He goes to, like, some, like, dwindling wild card team that doesn't want to give up much.
Milwaukee?
Arizona.
I don't think Arizona. Milwaukee's a decent one.
Milwaukee's a decent fit. St. Louis could be another
St.
one.
Louis. Yeah, I'll go with St. Louis.
Corey Dickerson of the Pirates.
Yeah.
I would agree.
You know what
I'm saying? Who needs an
outfielder? I don't know who you'd go to. That's the only thing.
That's fair. Melky Cabrera of the Pirates.
Oh, my.
Now, that's a yes. I could see that one definitely being a yes.
That's another, like, Oakland A's.
Yes, I think he's a definite
See, I could see any of these teams. Like, I could see the Giants. That could be a guy I could see them getting as depth.
Oh, he's never going back to the Giants.
Kashner already was dealt. Man, Kashner was disappointing. Shout out to MLB trade rumors, by the way, for this list. D. Gordon.
No. Makes too much money. It's not good either.
I mean, yeah, if the team accepts to, like, pay half of his salary for the rest of the season,
and that's what I think
maybe
happens. I think they're going to take on a bunch of salary.
I don't even know if he's a starter at this point. He's just...
I mean,
I'll tell you what,
his speed would play
well
as a
pinch runner.
Yeah.
I mean, the Yankees did just trade for
Terrence Gore. Yes. That was a great move. People don't talk about it. That was a great move.
I'm telling you, we need a second baseman. I like Dozier. Don't get me wrong. But if we get into a spot where Dozier's the guy on second base, he gets like a double in the eighth inning and there's two outs, he ain't coming around.
So who are you trading for as second baseman at this point? I think the only guy available.
I'm sending two A-level prospects for D. Gordon. Come on, man. He ain't worth more than that.
I think you can send one and get him.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like,
you can send one, though.
As a guy on the bench as a pinch runner.
Pinch runner, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not saying as a starting second baseman.
Yeah, but I mean, Howie's your backup.
Mike Leake.
See that, and that's the biggest issue is how he should be playing
every
single
time.
Day.
Yeah,
you know they don't put him in against right-handed pitchers, and he's hitting 300 against them.
Man, it's crazy.
He's hitting 347 against lefties, and he's hitting 300 against righties.
He's like
this year.
Yeah, and for some reason. Because, like...
Gordon has an average...
No, you're talking about Howie Kendrick.
Howie Kendrick. Yeah. Okay,
like a 240 on
base. Yeah, I was about to say, what? Yeah,
I thought I saw D. Gordon's at, like, a 209 average right now.
Yeah, he's not. He doesn't walk. Like, yeah, I think it's a guy who I think would be interesting is, like, could Billy Hamilton fill, like, a Terrence Gore role?
That would be interesting,
Because Terrence Gore was, like, really not good, and Billy Hamilton isn't either. But
continuing with the Mariners theme, Mike Leake, who almost pitched the perfect game, by the way, against the Angels. You think he will get traded?
Yeah.
I say he won't.
I take everything back about D. Gordon. I'll take him over Dozier. I didn't realize he's hitting 280.
D. Gordon?
Yeah.
D. Gordon's hitting 280 on the year.
He's hitting 280 on the season.
I got
what? 280. No, his on base percentage is only 26 points higher, which isn't really isn't impressive.
I think that's his career.
No, he's hitting 289 on his career, but for the season he's hitting 280.
Really? Wow. No way.
Yeah.
He must have came out of the depths of
D. Gordon.
I mean, guys, he hit 308.
Well,
he's on the
DL right now, so that's not good. Yeah, he's hitting 280.
Yeah, he just got put on it, though, because he went 1-for-1 against Texas on the 22nd. Yeah.
I still wouldn't trade for D. Gordon, but...
I take him over Dozier in a heartbeat. Make Dozier the guy off the bench.
Does Mike Leake get moved?
No.
I agree, no.
I think he does.
Danny Duffy of the Royals.
No. They'd be so low.
I agree. Jeff Samardzija of the Giants.
No.
Trey Mancini.
Yes.
No.
I'm going to say no. Where do you think Trey Mancini goes?
Everything in me. He won't go in division. That's what I want to say, though. I'll tell you, one team that needs hitting help is the Tampa Bay Rays because they are not a good offensive team at all. They're one of the best pitching teams
in baseball. They are the best pitching team if you want to go by numbers.
But as far as hitting goes, they're like somewhere in the 20s in every category. Yeah. They need someone, but I don't feel the Orioles would send them to Tampa unless they're like, it's just Tampa.
Brandon McKay would have to go back.
Well, I think Tampa has a deep enough farm system that they could get some good out of it. And I don't think...
And right now, that's what the Orioles are all about. They want to build that farm system.
Oh, yeah.
They don't care about winning.
Hunter Renfro.
Sure.
Nah.
I'm going to say no. Oh, my. That's a troll on me, because is that part of the return we give Bauer to the Padres?
Nah, I just think he'd be Hunter Renfro.
All right.
Think the Indians are going to be shopping at the top of the market?
No, but I don't want Hunter Renfro. I'd rather
bring Melky Cabrera back.
Yes, I actually would. I actually would rather bring Melky Cabrera back.
Hey, I'm a fan
back.
Of the Melkman.
Melky Cabrera.
That's my guy.
Now, obviously, Hunter Renfro has more potential. No doubt about it. But Melky in the playoffs, contact, I like that. Craig Stammen.
Yeah.
Nah.
I'm going to say yes. Francisco Liriano, the Pirates.
We're starting to get to the, like, I don't care category.
I got some more. I got some more.
Sure, okay. Good.
I'm going to say yes.
Yeah, I'll say yeah on him.
David Hernandez.
Sure.
Nah.
I say yes. Jared Hughes.
Yeah.
Nah.
I agree. I think he goes. Mike Minor, Texas.
Yes.
Now I feel like we're just throwing names out there to throw names out.
Mike Minor
is really good this year. He's an all-star.
Is an all-star.
He's going to Yankees.
You think that's a Yankee?
Yeah.
Mike Minor is an all-star this year, buddy. Mike Minor's been one of
the
best pitchers in baseball.
So was the guy for Baltimore, but he shouldn't have been an
all-star. No,
Minor's
been one of the better pitchers this year.
No, Mike Minor is very, very good.
Well, let's send him to Minnesota. That sounds like a good team to get a pitcher like that.
Minnesota is stacking some of the Dodgers are
dude,
stacked.
If Mike Minor goes to Minnesota, Indians because the Indians have never because when Mike Minor was in Kansas City, we could never hit off Mike Minor.
Mike
then, like alone, if he goes to Minnesota,
hit off of him.
Oh, that would be. I think Mike Minor goes as well. Who?
I still think the biggest name traded at the deadline is one that hadn't even been mentioned yet.
Let's see if I get to them. Freddie Galvis.
Is that the big name?
No.
I'm sure. Yeah.
I say yes.
Yeah.
Derek Dietrich. This is going to be quick rapid fire.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. I agree. Tim Beckham.
No.
Yeah.
No. No one wants him. Jonathan Villar.
No.
You know say?
This is a tough one for me. I'm going to say yes. I think he goes. I think he goes. He's a good. He's very good, Jonathan Villar. He's had a phenomenal season. That's another guy who could have got that all-star bid for the O's. Ian Kennedy, one of the better closers in the game.
They'll eat a lot of his salary.
Yeah.
I'd like him for the Nats if they're willing to take on money.
That right there sounds like a Brave.
A Brave? That would be interesting. Mark Melancon.
Oh, wow.
No. Unless the Giants eat a lot of the money.
I'm going to say
he's
no.
He's okay.
Felipe Vasquez.
Yes.
No.
I'm going to say no. Where do you think Felipe Vasquez goes?
If. I know I said the Dodgers for two teams earlier. If they didn't go after these guys, I'd say the Dodgers because they have a pretty deep farm system. If not, I'll go with the Astros.
I like it. I like it. Raisel Iglesias.
No.
No.
Yes. I say he goes.
He's been struggling this year.
Brandon Belt.
No, he never gets traded. No.
No.
Agree. Will Myers.
No. Nobody wants him.
Agree. I say he stays.
You know, I always think about his potential.
Yes.
And
he's
like
30 now.
But I still feel like
he's the
there might
Green
be a
the...
team.
Oh, don't do that. Don't do that.
There might be a team that sits there and say, we should take a run at his potential.
He's like, what, $70 million last time?
Yeah, he's got a huge deal.
I mean,
you never know. He could fit someone, though. He could have the personality that fits the clubhouse. There we go. The Indians. It sounds like the perfect team.
They would take on that contract. Never going to happen. Kevin Pillar of the Giants.
Nah.
No.
I'm going to say no.
No.
Billy Hamilton.
Sure, yeah.
Nah, no. I don't think outside of pinch running he adds anything to a team.
I think that's why he goes, though.
He goes to the Twins.
Yeah, let's just send everyone to the Twins. Just
I haven't sent a lot of people to the Twins. That's been Weston. Weston's building a powerhouse in Minnesota.
Hey, man, sneaky good. They can't beat the Yankees, so they need to somehow figure out how to.
Adam Duvall, the Braves. He's in AAA right now.
He probably just gets DFA'd.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I agree. Jose Abreu.
No.
That's the big name that goes. He's only under contract.
Is that the one you were waiting for?
That's the one I've been waiting for. He's only under contract through the end of the season.
If the White Sox
keep him, they are idiots. They can get something back for a 290 power hitting first baseman.
I mean, I agree. I would trade him, but I think they want to extend him or they would just give him the qualifying.
They better extend him. if they were to keep
because him. I think the White Sox look at him.
He's the one guy that's been on the market though for the last 2 months. Like just certified on the market.
I just feel like
they're waiting until the last possible second to do it.
They've always been unwilling to trade him, and he's one of the best free agents in a class that's not very good.
Yeah.
Next year. So
right. Like, get something back for him. He's gonna want to go win. I highly doubt that this guy's gonna sign back with Chicago just to be like a guy that signs back with Chicago. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Alex Gordon.
Yeah.
You think he goes?
Yeah, they'll lose a lot of salary, and then he'll go somewhere.
I think he stays. Yeah, I think he's a Royal for life.
Yeah.
Ken Giles.
Of course.
No.
Really? I say he goes. I think he has to go. I think Ken Giles, because he's 1.5 years left, they can get a top 50 prospect in return for Ken Giles, for sure.
See, I think that's why they hold on to him.
He goes to the Braves.
Why?
Because they got 1.5 years left. They had just 6 months left.
Well, are they going to contend next year?
You never know.
No, they're not contending next year.
Especially if they've already traded Stroman in this scenario.
Yeah, there's no way.
No, I'll go with the Braves.
Braves for Giles. I think this is where the Dodgers.
Alex Anthopoulos.
See, I really think there's like 7 teams right now, like we've been talking, that are legitimate sellers, and I think most of them are in the American League.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
You know, there's probably like 3
teams.
Speaking
of one of those
teams,
Mitch Haniger of the Mariners.
No.
I say that, yeah, because the Mariners, they're not going anywhere fast.
I say yes. I think that's the outfielder we add. I've been waiting for that one. Mitch Haniger, I think, is the guy we're getting.
Is that the guy you're banking on?
No.
You like him?
He's all right, but
he's one of those guys that you're gonna tear apart when he swings and misses in the playoffs,
the Indians are on the road to the playoffs, right?
Just
like control.
You're gonna be sitting there like, I knew we shouldn't have traded him.
Oh man,
can't believe we gave up Bauer for him.
Jose Urrea of the Marlins.
No.
Yeah, because the Marlins need to. Another team, not going anywhere fast.
I say no. Neil Walker.
Yeah.
Nah.
I think so. Martin Prado of the Marlins.
No.
Yeah.
Nats killer, Martin Prado.
I think he goes.
Yep.
Caleb Smith of the Marlins.
That's a brave right there.
No. Someone on Jimmy Steepman's fantasy baseball team.
No, he has like 5 years left of control. They're not trading him.
No.
I think they could. I think this is a wild card right here.
They could get a lot back. Yeah, eventually if you're the Marlins, though, you just got to, like, you can't just keep flipping everybody for prospects. Like, you got 5 years of control. And like, they got to keep them.
Man. Josh Harrison. Irrelevant.
Literally irrelevant.
I say he goes. Why not? Jordy Mercer.
We gonna do the whole Tigers team here? Like,
I got 2 more Tigers following up after him. All right, he goes. Tyson Ross.
Sure.
And Jordan Zimmerman.
No.
That could be another one that's coming back.
My God.
That could be the guy that's coming back.
I don't think that would happen.
How much money are you gonna eat off of that?
Not a lot.
None of it.
None of it?
None of it. We're giving an A prospect just to get him off the books.
Alex Wood of the Reds. Hasn't pitched a single inning due to injury.
No. I like Alex Wood, but no.
How is he even on the block?
Because he's got one. He's a free agent at the end of the year.
But he hadn't pitched an inning.
Well, what if he comes back and he's ready to go?
He's the Josh Donaldson of this year.
Oh, what is he, the Dallas Keuchel of my fantasy team?
He is on your fantasy team. That's right.
What, Keuchel? Yeah.
And Alex Wood.
Alex Wood's on my fantasy team? Well, guys, just for the record, I can't get into my fantasy right this second. I don't know what's going on.
I say he goes Scooter Gennett.
No, they try to re-sign him.
Yeah?
There's a reason they didn't trade him in the offseason.
I agree. I think he stays.
Okay. I'll believe it.
Zach Wheeler, Mets.
Is he going to be able to pitch? Sure. He gets moved to. He goes back to the Giants.
I think he goes to Milwaukee.
I'm going to go with no.
No? Noah Syndergaard.
They should, but no.
No. What?
He has a year and a half left. They're going to throw the house at him. They ain't paying him.
I'll tell you what. That club is a lot closer than people think. It's another one, though, that doesn't have a manager. Welcome to the NL East, where managers
Mickey Callaway is a very fine manager. How dare you insult Mickey Callaway?
Have you seen Mickey? Here comes a classic Sebastian troll.
No, Mickey is... I will defend Sebastian, Mickey no, no, no. till the
In Cleveland,
the,
that, that, the in, Mets... in Cleveland, did you used to live under a bridge? Is that what this is?
No, the Mets front office to managerial structure.
I think when you look at the Mets, here's the thing. I don't think it's the managers. Like, obviously, they can do better, but the front office. This is where I disagree with you. The front offices are more chaotic to me than the managers.
But the front
Brody
office,
Van Wagenen is a circus.
The front office isn't setting the lineup. He doesn't make the substitutions.
Well, what
He's
is
not
he supposed
messing
to
with
do?
The pitchers. He's supposed to manage better.
We're right. That's by acquiring a 35-year-old Robinson Cano by getting.
Yeah. Have you seen the backup second base, the guy that has taken Robinson Cano's job, pretty much?
Who? Jeff McNeil.
Yeah. You know
he's
what
in
he's
left
hitting?
Field.
Well, do you know who that? Like, do you know what he's hitting?
I know how.
Like
what
Cano's
he's hitting.
268, right? 270. That's not bad. There's nothing wrong.
Is
with
he
that.
Worth $30 million?
That well, doesn't the, matter. They
the,
have
the big,
money to
the
spend.
Big, the big deal
it's
with
New
that
York
trade
City.
Was, and also getting Diaz, and they should also trade Diaz too. They gave up their two best prospects in a system that has no good prospects.
Yeah.
They try to go for a win now season, and they didn't win.
I'm telling you, the teams that are in the 2-3-4 spot in that division, if any of those three teams were to go out and get Joe Girardi, they'd be in first place of that division. If they'd have gotten him at the beginning of the season, he'd have managed them all the way up to that point.
Yasiel Puig.
No.
Yeah.
I think he goes.
Yeah, that's another big name I can see going.
He's a rental. The Reds. I think the Reds think they don't contend.
He stays in the sleeveless jerseys.
He does look good in those jerseys.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of the team though that would go. You know what? That could be right there. A Tampa Bay Ray.
I could see it.
I could see that. I could also see an Indian. I could. That's another guy.
Did you see Cleveland?
Because they wouldn't give up anything. They would give up like a low A ball.
Right. That's
pitcher.
That's why I think. Tampa's the team because they can give up a few more low guys. You know what I mean?
It would be interesting.
It's just
fit.
Something about Tampa and Yasiel.
Now,
Puig
here's the thing, though.
I
don't see where he'd play in that outfield.
I'd move somebody DH.
Well, Austin Meadows is very good defensively. Kiermaier, that's the only thing he's good at is defense.
Tommy
Pham's pretty good at defense, too.
Well, we're talking about how they don't have any offense, so they're going to have to make a little bit of a play. And, you know, he does have a heck of an arm. He's not bad at reading the ball off the bat. It's not like he's a terrible outfielder. He's not like
no,
top
Puig's
tier.
A very good outfielder.
Yeah, so I
that's
don't,
what I'm saying. I he think he's going to want to play.
But that's what I mean.
I think he's a day one starter if he goes to Tampa.
Rendon, obviously he stays.
God, no.
He stays. Yeah, he's not leaving.
Well, he's a rental.
And then he's gone.
Unfortunately.
Trevor Bauer.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No, I think that's all just a smokescreen.
Yes, he's going.
He goes. He's going to his favorite group of companions, the Astros.
What? No, maybe. You know what? He'd look great in pinstripes.
I'm sure he would look good in pinstripes.
He'd look really good in
pinstripes.
He
seems like the type of dude who couldn't get traded there because, like, he wouldn't shave.
They all shave.
Yo, that's a good one. Trevor Bauer would be that one type of guy that would if there's anyone who would refuse to do it, it would be Trevor Bauer.
I've been thinking about like Madison Bumgarner to the Yankees. I'm like, who's gonna be the dude to look at Bumgarner and be like, look, you gotta shave, man?
Yeah.
Like,
it doesn't matter. They do it while they're sleeping. They actually nair their face from what I've heard.
Last but not least, Brad Hand.
No.
No.
I agree, no. That was fun. Russell Westbrook. Let's get into the NBA a little bit. We haven't heard. You heard my thoughts on it. You heard Ryan Record's thoughts on it. Let's hear what Jimmy Steetman and Weston Graham have to say about Russell Westbrook. Which one of you wants to take the floor?
You go first, Weston.
One of those two will not be there next year.
Wow. That's a hot take.
I don't understand this. It's a stupid trade. It's just it's bad business. And if you look. I thought that the perfect place for Russ was Miami. Yes, with Jimmy Butler. I'll say it again. I thought the perfect place for Russell Westbrook was Miami. He needs to go somewhere where he's allowed to be a 35-point-a-game night. You know what I mean? He doesn't need Paul George, which when he all of a sudden gets thrust it into the MVP discussion. Russell Westbrook gets jealous, and he has to take over the ball again and completely up his usage rate and make his co-star just disappear like how he did to PG, and that's why PG's gone. He doesn't need a Kevin Durant to where he's clearly the better player, but you know what? I want to be the better player. He needs to go somewhere where he's got guys around him that are gritty, like a Jimmy Butler, like a Bam Adebayo, like a team to where it's Russ. And everybody else just kind of falls in line.
Well, that's not the case in Miami.
Jimmy Butler is another guy who handles the ball like an awful lot.
Yes.
But in the sense of he handles it a lot as a secondary guy, Jimmy Butler has never, even when he was in Chicago and he was the guy, he kind of never seemed like the guy.
I mean, the whole Miami, he was their primary initiator, and Ben Simmons just stand in the dunker
for
spot.
For Philly.
Yeah, I think Philly.
But again, that's Philly's offense. But Joel Embiid was still their focal point. It was just Ben Simmons can't do anything except for drive to the basket. So there's nothing really that he can do.
Wise.
But as far as Russ and James Harden goes,
best passers in the game of basketball, Ben Simmons.
James Harden's going to get to a point next season where Russ touches that ball 5 times in a row and misses all 5 of them, and it's going to be a close game, and he's going to sit there and get frustrated. And this is where it's going to start breaking down. Yeah, it's all cool in theory, man. You got two guys that they can both score at will. They both stuff the stat sheet with triple-doubles. But let's be real. Russ can't shoot.
No, he cannot.
He can drive to the basket, and that is it. And what does he try to do? He tries to prove that he can shoot. That's why, like I keep saying, he needs to be on a team like how Derrick Rose, that Chicago Bulls team that was built for Derrick Rose with Jimmy Butler. That was a team that worked for Derrick Rose. Derrick Rose wouldn't have worked with another guy that needed the ball in his hand 24/7.
I'd agree. It's an interesting viewpoint. How's Jimmy Steepman view Russell Westbrook trade?
It's an interesting trade, right? Because I think part of the first round picks they also gave up was the negative value on Chris Paul's contract.
Yes.
So the 2 first round picks and the 2 pick swaps. I don't think it'll work, but I think even though Chris Paul is a better fit, I think moving forward, he's deteriorating. And if you are Houston and this is your championship window, they didn't have a lot of options they could do, especially with the Chris Paul contract. The one thing that I could see happening is that they try their best to get rid of Russell Westbrook shooting a bunch of mid-range jumpers. I think they'll actually try to let him shoot a bunch of threes because the Rockets have been willing to let anyone shoot threes. Luke and Bob Mute, PJ Tucker.
And that's like getting a dog to stop licking itself. He'll do it for a few seconds, but it's going to start back.
But the other thing is, the only other thing is that in Oklahoma City, almost his entire time, even with Kevin Durant, everything was just clogged up in the middle. And the one thing is, Houston's going to have at least a situation where they have more shooters. The only way this offense works is if Russell Westbrook is relentless going to the rim and he opens up those driving lanes. I also think they'll be a good regular season team because in a night in February where they're playing the Memphis Grizzlies and a lot of people don't care, Russell Westbrook is going to be able to just go off. But the problem is now with how strong the West is, even if I do think they're better maybe, I don't think they're better than the Jazz. I don't think they're better than the Nuggets. I don't think they're better than the Clippers or the Lakers.
But you think they're better than the Warriors?
This year, probably. Like, yeah.
I don't.
Why is everybody acting like the Warriors aren't still?
I will say this. I thought this trade. Well, the Warriors. I think they're gonna take a little bit. They're still playoffs.
Do they still have Steph?
Yes.
Yeah. Do they still have Draymond Green?
Yes, they do.
Did they add a D'Angelo Russell, which is arguably the coldest young player in basketball?
Ooh, I wouldn't call him that, but yes, they did add D'Angelo Russell.
Do they still have Steve Kerr coaching them?
Yes, they do.
Okay, so what are we talking about
that's
here?
That's about it. I mean, Klay's hurt. Yeah. KD's gone. It's going to take an adjustment period. I don't think they're a title contender.
When they walk into those playoffs with a top 3 record, not just in the West, but in the NBA,
I also think they could trade D'Angelo
Everybody
Russell.
Be sitting there going,
I do too. Huh?
think
they're not going to trade him. He's the future of that team. I don't know why people act like he, and you know this from the end of last season. I watched that kid too many times last year, and I, look, I was the biggest hater of him because, one, he went to Ohio State, and I just think Ohio State's a joke, and then, two,
championship.
The whole entire thing with what he did with Nick Young, I didn't respect that. And then number three is when he was the only person to take a shot in the second half of Kobe Bryant's last game. I don't care if it was easy layup or not. He wasn't supposed to take that shot. You know, those three things, I just never wanted to like D'Angelo Russell. And I sat there time and time again last year going, bruh is cold. I never seen a young player that's 23, 22 with this much ice running through his veins. He is a certified killer. And people are sitting there like, ah, man, the Warriors, yeah, nah, they're going to trade him. No, they're not. The GM at Golden State is the best in sports.
No, he's not.
Not just basketball. He's not just the best in the NFL,
but
NBA, MLB. He's the best in sports. Jerry West is a consultant right now.
Yes, but
the best GM in all of sports is the guy that drafted Draymond, drafted Clay, drafted Steph.
He didn't draft those guys.
He was in the front office though at that time.
No, he was with them.
When they drafted all of them, he was a part of that organization.
I don't think he was an agent. He was an agent, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. I mean, he's better than Rob Pelinka is at his job, but I don't know. I mean, I think – but as far as back to the Rockets thing, I mean, the problem is you talked about this, Weston. There's going to be at the end of the game where it's like – and he kicks it out to Russell Westbrook for the open three, and it just – no one's going to guard him.
I would agree with that. Yeah, Bob Myers all right, I'm just trying to confirm. Bob Myers. This is great radio. Yes, this is great radio. Very entertaining. Sports agent career. Yeah. And then he was in the organ. So when did those guys get drafted?
2010 and 2012, or 2011 and 2012.
So he was in the organization 2011.
Okay, so he was part of Thompson, Harrison, Barnes, yeah, and Green.
So, all
right.
Okay,
was he the GM,
so
though?
He
no,
put
assistant
together,
GM.
So what he did was he was a part of the group, though, that put together the core of that team. He was the one that made the decision on Mark Jackson. He was the guy that said, hey, we have a really good team together that's all been drafted for pretty much. We're going to make the trade we're going to make the signing of Kevin Durant. You know, before they had KD, they were still a 73-9 team. It's not like they were bad. They won a title the year before that.
Mm-hmm.
This guy right here, he's been making nothing but the best move.
I think we all agree Bob Myers is great.
Yeah, he is great.
To me, he's the best GM in all of sports at this current moment.
I'd like to think Bill Belichick is, but
final thoughts. Start with Jimmy Steepman.
Trent Williams won't be a Redskin in 2 weeks.
Final thought, Weston Graham.
Shout out Trey Turner's cycle last night. It was great baseball to watch. And also, I love the Foster cut yesterday. Shout out the Washington Redskins for sitting there and putting a guy in his place the day before training camp and saying, no, you'll be on our team. You'll be on our team. And then the day before, they go, oh, hey, by the way, training camp starts tomorrow. You don't have a job. Good luck finding a new playbook to learn because you don't talk bad on the organization or the fan base.
My final thought, Mike Daniels, obviously the shock release of the Green Bay Packers, future Cleveland Brown. That's what I'm just praying. He'd be perfect.
Dream you. Perfect.
Could you imagine if he signs for Baltimore?
Yeah, it would be filthy too, but he imagine in Cleveland too. He can be anywhere, and it would be great.
He could go to the first place Steelers, the second place Ravens, or the third place Browns. I'm picking either the Ravens or the Steelers.
I'm picking the Browns because
that's how they're going to finish this year. You know that, right?
Disagree. This has been the Benchwarmers Redemption. I'm Sebastian Merrick, and with me, like always,
Jimmy Seaman
and Weston Graham.
And until next time, peace, stay safe, and remember to love yourself.
Connect with us. We are Dragon Digital Radio.